Well, we're going to have plenty of chances to talk about Andrew Maxwell and the psychology of quarterbacking as Michigan State goes through spring practice. But we want to talk basketball now. We want to bring in Dr. John Braccio, noted psychologist, Regional Psychological Services, and he is an astute sports fan. I want to tell you, Graham, this guy, he can analyze it and break it down and go back and tell you exactly why Michigan State's done everything it's done since the Biggie and Duffy era. Hello, Dr. John B. How are you?
Well, Big Jeff, good talking to you. Yes, like always, my friend.
Hey, I want to ask you about Keith Appling. And Graham has a take on Keith Appling. He's write a column for today, tomorrow?
For tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow's Lansing State Journal. But in terms of the mindset now, Keith Appling has his pocket picked by Trey Burke at the worst possible moment for Michigan State. Cost the Spartans at least an overtime period. They had control of the ball, and if he had just dribbled it out, they would have gone to an extra session. Instead, he's the GOAT. He's missed a couple of free throws. He has not played particularly well for three games, probably played worse against Ohio State and a couple of bad games against Indiana. How difficult is it to get a guy back like that, and what's going through his head right now?
Well, I think it's very hard, Jack. I think you're dealing with a guy who certainly has a great history. He's actually been a scorer. I think he may be, you know, trying to be a shooter more than just scoring, which seems, in my opinion anyway, has certainly been his strength. And I think right now he is kind of feeling snake-bitten. He's run into three terrific guards in, you know, these last three games. He's really been having a hard time. So I think he's got to be wondering, what is this? What's going on with me? And what he has to do is just come out and play, be the person that we've all seen over the years. And like I say, he's an amazing scorer when he's running the basket, moving around, doing things. And I think he may, my opinion here, I just wonder if he isn't trying to be a shooter more than a scorer. And I think scoring is his strength. And, you know, I'm certainly not a coach. I'm not an expert. But that certainly seems to be what I see. But any way you look at it, he has to really just say, I'm a winner. I'm a Pershing guy. I'm a top player. I direct and help this team. And I'm just going to stick with it, and the shots are going to fall, and I'm going to do it. I think that's what he has to do in spite of a couple of these really difficult moments he's had. That's part of moving ahead and doing the best we can do.
Doc Graham here, and he says those things. He says that, you know, he's a tough guy who still believes he would have hit that shot if Gary Harris had got him the pass against Michigan in the corner. He'll bounce back, and he's always exuded confidence. I mean, when you look at even the games he struggled, what he's done in the final minutes of games, do you think that's a front right now? I mean, even the guys who have grown up playing in Detroit and grown up winning, you know, state titles at Pershing and big moments, can their confidence be rattled this late in a career?
I don't think there's any question. Even Sir Laurence Olivier, the great actor, said that he was nervous before he was acting. So my feeling is, but sure, I think you've got to have some bravado. You're a leader. You're a man who people respect, look up to. If he said, I feel like a sissy and I can't do it and I can't play and woe is me, now that certainly wouldn't be good. I don't see him at that level, but I think he clearly has his confidence shaken. And there's nothing better to deal with being insecure than having success. So I think that a lot of it's bravado, but I think he believes this. I think he knows he can do it. He just hasn't been able to, and that's when you just have to keep going, get into a scorer's mentality, and just move forward. I have confidence in him. I like him. I think he has a good attitude. I think he's a good guy. I think he's hit a bad streak, and he just has to have some success, which I'm sure he will, and hopefully that's what we're aiming here as we aim to the end of the season, tournament, and March Madness.
John, I've always said that point guards, cornerbacks, and closers in baseball are the cockiest guys in sports. Maybe they have to be to play those positions.
Well, I think that's really true, because this is a guy that Izzo has said, people say that we go as far as he takes us. Okay, now with that said, I think it's fair to say that he's had some tough games, and it's had an impact on the game in spite of what happened with Burke. I mean, there have been other things that have, you know, that have been happening to him. I just think in his case, he's got to believe it, he's got to move forward, and nothing better than success. And I really believe that he will have that. And if I believe it, not just because I'm a fan and I like these guys in terms of what they're trying to do. I don't know them, don't know any of them, but as far as what I see him doing, I think he can succeed. He just has to go forward and have some success. There's no reason he can't. He has all the skill sets that he needs, and as long as the players stick with him, which I think they are, the coaches, I think he's, I have faith that, yes, he can be a closer. Yes, he can succeed. Yes, he will. If I don't believe that, and he doesn't believe it, then woe be it to him, MSU, and what's the coming year, or the coming, certainly the coming month or so. Yeah.
So if Keith Appling this afternoon is sitting in your office, what do you say to him?
I would say this. You know, Keith, you've had a couple bad days. The day begins now. The rest of your life begins now. You're counting on yourself. People count on you. Let loose, you know, let this be what you're going to do. Go forward and be successful, my good lad. That's exactly what I would tell him, and that's exactly what I believe. And I don't just say it. That's how I believe in living a life.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, the website. John, I want to talk a little bit about this Big Ten race. And Indiana has a two-game lead on a four-team pack with Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ohio State. And some of these teams play each other. You've got Michigan State hosting Wisconsin late Thursday night. You have Indiana and Ohio State going at it in Bloomington tonight, and then Indiana has to go to Michigan to play in the finale. All these teams need Indiana to lose twice. Is there a chance of a letdown now that they've locked up a share of the title? And would you guess that players in that position tend to take it easy, or they relax and don't play with as much pressure?
Well, I think they certainly won't be playing with as much pressure. I think this gets up to the coach now. Tom has really got to keep these guys going. I certainly think he's going to try and do that. This Indiana hasn't really been winning championships in a while.
Right.
I think that this is the chance for them to say, we are Indiana, we are IU, let's go forward, let's use this as a breakout, a statement, and go forward. Even with that said, I think when you are pretty close to being the champion, you always run the risk of having a letdown. But that is the key, and those guys want to win. I think they are champions. I think the coach has them going right. They're kind of isolated in terms of attitude and swagger when they're winning and everybody's playing well. So I think they'll do well. I wouldn't be surprised if they were to lose a game, not because I think they're not going to be trying. I just think it's hard to always be up for every game all the time. That would be my feeling, but I can think of no reason why they can't go through. I might be more wary of them losing in the tournament than I would be of them losing one of these next two games, but it's certainly possible.
So you've got an MSU team that it's sort of is what it is at this point. I kind of wrote that today. Izzo talked about it. His concern is leadership focus. You're almost through an entire season, believes he's got the horses for a run, but questions the other things. Is there anything you can do, anything you can say, or anything you can do to create a leader, create something out of somebody that is missing this late in the game with a team?
Well, I think it's hard to get somebody to just take on the role. I do believe Appling is the key. I think if he can get going, and he can have some few heroics or some key things in a game, the end of the game, then I think this team will do fine. I do believe if he's not playing well and he's not scoring, they need him to play well, they need him to be a leader. I think that you look at the players, I think Valentine is potentially a leader, you know, in the future. I think Harris has some potential. But right now, it does look like Appling is the key person to really be the one to win, to pull forward, take the team. That doesn't mean all these guys can't play well. The Trice certainly can come in and hit. You've got a lot of really good players on that team, terrific players, actually. But you do need, I think he is the key to the puzzle. And if he doesn't come forward, which I firmly believe he will, by the way, I don't just firmly believe that, then I think it's pretty hard at this time to all of a sudden find someone who's going to become the leader. Not that it can't happen. You know, greatness and great achievement can achieve when things are difficult. You know, that is really true. But at this point, I would still say he is the person that's going to have to carry and just have a little better. He doesn't have to be a lot better.
Right. You lose by a point. You don't have to be a lot better. John, I think a lot of people know that a lot of people, players, teammates call him App. It's Tom Izzo's favorite App, and the line Sunday was that Michigan could beat App and it could beat State, but it can't beat App State. John, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We're going to do this on a regular basis. Look forward to talking to you again next week, and we'll see you at the game Thursday night.
Very good, my friend. Bye-bye. Right.
That is Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. And, you know, I think we're going to be taking some questions for Dr. John B. over the course of the week, so that maybe we'll have some ideas if our listeners would like to ask him certain things about sports psychology and their favorite team. Maybe he can give them some answers.
I thought we were just about to do a 20-minute segment about us, though, and about you and your issues.
It was going to take a lot longer than 20 minutes for them to solve my problems. I don't know about you, but yeah, he's a great guy. And if you go over to see him in his office there in East Lansing, you know, he can talk about anything and will. And he can turn 20 minutes into 2 hours in a hurry because he'll just start telling you stories. It's fascinating stuff.
It's the first time I've ever heard Keith Applin called a good lad, too.
Sounds like Frank Leahy, right? All his players, the lads of Leahy.